Yeah, Kemsechta Baba Kama. Mishnah starts off, Arbo Ovos Nezikim. There are four Ovos of Nezikim, really should be Mazikim, Nezikim. There are four types of Nezikim that do damage. So Rashi says, Ovos, why do we call them Ovos, the fathers? Korelahanech Tiksivim Bekro Behedja. The things that says openly in the Torah, those are called Ovos. The Gemara Meforesh Hainio told us. And the Gemara will explain right away which ones are the toldos. In other words, when the Mishnah says Ovos fathers, means there are toldos. There are things that are underneath this category. So the Mishnah, the Gemara will explain what are called the toldos. Now Hashor, we have the shore, V'Habor, a pit, V'Hamaver, V'Hever. So really it's a machlokes exactly what does shore and what does maver mean. We'll learn like one pshat in the Gemara is, that shore, that's called rego. Vahamaver, that's called chain. So Mishnah is saying, Hashor, that's called rego. There's a mazlik of rego when the animal walks, and while it walks, it tramples over something and does damage. That's called derech hiluchoi. While it's walking, it's called hezekoi motzui. It happens very oftenly, and therefore the owner is supposed to watch his shore. It shouldn't walk and trample over things. So if the owner didn't watch it, the owner is chayiv. Then v'habor, if you dug a ditch in Rishus Rabin and you didn't cover it and people fall into it, you have to pay for the hezek. V'hamaver, we'll learn one pshat in Gemara, that means shame. That means when the animal goes out and eats up food, shame is teeth. When the animal eats, there is a svar of yesh hanoli hezekoi. The animal has enjoyment by eating. So since he has enjoyment, that's also a svar that the owner should realize that his animal is going to eat things because he enjoys it. So that's a svar that the owner should have to watch it, and therefore if he doesn't watch it, he's chayiv. V'yahever, then the fourth one, the Mishnah says, that's called Eish. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk of Kisaytse Eish. If you make a fire even in your possession, your Rishus, and a Ruach Mitzuya takes the wind takes it out of your field into somebody else's field and does damage, you're chayiv for your Eish. But according to this Pshat, the Mishnah does not talk about Keren. We know really by Yeshua, the three other three mazikim of Yeshua, there's Keren, Regel, and Shein. According to this Pshat, the Mishnah does not talk about Keren, because Keren does not pay a Nezek Sholem right away. We know by a Keren, if the animal does damage through its horns, by pushing, by stressing you, then we say a Tam only pays a Chatzi Nezek, the first two or three times. So the Mishnah is not talking about Tam, therefore it only talks about Shor, which is Regel, which is right away Nezek Sholem. Bor, right away you pay Nezek Sholem. Via Mave, Shein, right away you pay Nezek Sholem. Via Hever, and for Fire also, right away you pay Nezek Sholem right away. Now the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah explained now really, how come the Torah has to say all these four different types of Nizakim? What's wrong with just saying one of them, learn out one from the other? Why do we have to have all four? So the Mishnah is saying, no, you can't learn out one from the other. Now it says, Loi Harei Hashor, Kerei Hamaver. Shor is not like Maver, which means Shor has something special to it, which Maver does not have. Therefore, the Torah would only write Shor, would only write Regel. I would not be able to learn Maver, Shein, out from it. And the svar we just spoke out is, because Regel is Ezeka Motzi. It's normal, it's walking. When the animal walks, he tramples over things. So the Torah would have just said Shor. If we learn it means regal, I would only think the owner is chayiv for the regal damage, because that's hazeka motz, it happens very often. But shame that your animal should eat something doesn't happen that often, maybe you won't be chayiv. And the same the opposite way. For loy harei ha-mavik harei ha-shor. And you should know maver is not like shor, which means maver, shame, has something special to it that shor, regal, does not have. And therefore the Torah would have just written shame, I would not know regal from it. And the svar like we just said is because Shane has a maila, Shane is as yesh hanol hazekoi. It enjoys it. When the animal eats food, he enjoys eating. So that's the svar why he will do it, so the owner has to watch him. So the Torah would have just said the yisoid of mavir, of Shane, that yechayiv, if your animal eats up food, I would have thought only there you have to pay, because the animal enjoys it. But regal, which he doesn't enjoy by damaging, maybe not. That's why the Torah has to write both. It has to write the parsha of regal and the parsha of shame. Then the Mishnah goes on, v'loy zev zeh, and not these two. If the Torah would have just written regal and shame, I would not know bor. You know why? I would not know eish. Why? Sheyesh bem ruach hayim. Because Regal and Shane both have Ruach Chaim, the animal's alive. Maybe that's when you have to watch it and you chayiv if you don't. Kareya Eish, like Eish, Shane by Ruach Chaim. Eish has no life to it. So therefore, if the Torah did not write that you're chayiv for your fire, I would have thought to say maybe a potter. Because Eish is not like live animals. That's why even after Regal and Shane, the Torah has to write Yechayiv Eish. For Loi Zev Zed, the Torah would have just written these three things. Regal, Shane, and Eish, Shedarkan Leilach Lahazik. A koponim, it's a derech to go. It's darkan Leilach Lahazik. Even fire travels. Karei HaBor, Marshenkein HaBor, a pit, Shane darkan Leilach. A pit does not travel, does not go. A pit stays still and you fall into the bor, into the pit. Therefore, the Torah would have not written bor, I would not know that Yechayiv. So therefore, the Torah has to write all four of them. Now, Hatzara Shavah Shebhem, what's the common denominator? How are they all alike, all these four mazikim? Sher Darko and Lahazik. It's a derech for these things to do a damage. In other words, not like Karen, which we say there, Tam, it's not Urche, it's Mishunah, it's not normal. No, these ways of doing damage are all normal. It's Darko and Lahazik, for Regal, for Shein, and therefore Shmirosan Alecha. You should know that the owner has to watch it. There's a mitzvah Shmirah. And some of course learn the Mishnah is teaching us that there's an Isser involved also. That since you're supposed to watch your animal, if you do not watch your animal, you're being over an Isser. And the Rambeinu Yonah says that you're over the Isser Leisigzol. In the Lav of Leisigzol, it says also you have to watch not to do damage to somebody else. Other of course you want to say it's a limit from the Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. If you see that you have a Mitzvah to give back an Aveda to somebody, for sure it's Nichlo not to take away something from somebody else. So Kol Poron, there's an Isser involved. When your animal does damage, you're over an Isser. That's called the Shmirosan Alecha. You have a mitzvah to watch it, and if you don't watch it, you're over an Isser. And therefore, Keshehizik, when your animal does damage, Chav HaMazik, the owner of the animal, the owner of the Mazik, has to pay. L'shalem Tashlum Nezik. And all these four things in the Mishnah, excluding Keren, you have to pay Nezik Sholem. And the last thing is B'mei Tavoritz. When you want to pay back with karka, with land, you have to pay back the best of the land that you have, the native of your land. If you want to pay with money, okay, shove a kesef, okay. But when you go to pay with karka, karka is different. There's better land, less better. Idius, Beninus, and Zaburius, best, medium, and less. So you have to pay back the native of it, the best of your land. Some Achrenim say that you're only chayiv to pay taka when the owner was over in Isser. That's what the Mishnah means. Shmirasan Alecha. That you should know you have a chayiv shmira to watch your animal. And if you don't watch him, you're over in Isser. And when you're over the Isser, that's what's mechayiv to pay back money. We'll talk about later on in the Masechta that there could be cases where you're not over in Isser. You didn't do any Isser, the child you still have to pay back or not. We'll talk about later. We'll see about child by an oinus. If it happens by an oinus, the Hurunainish, you're an honest. It wasn't your fault. It's a Shiloh by Odom Amazik, if he's chayiv, even where it's an honest gomer or not. So Machlokes is showing him. We'll see later on. Chopar Mishnah says, Shmirosan Alecha, since you have a chayiv Shmiram, therefore if your animal does hezik, or your bor, your eish, you're chayiv for it. And therefore, it's lav davka locha that you own it. As long as you're the one that has to watch it, you're chayiv. Like if you're a shamer on it, even though the animal belongs to somebody else. But if you're the shamer, it's mutl upon you to watch it, you'll be chayiv if it does damage now. The Mishnah is saying, Nisari, the shmiros nalecha. Whoever has to watch this, therefore you have to pay for it. And that's, yeah. As lav davka, you have to mamish be the owner of it. As long as it's right now in your possession, you have to watch it, and you don't watch it, you'll be chayiv for the damage that it does. Now the Gemara says, Midik tani ovis, since the Mishnah starts off called these four things ovis, fathers, mechlal diika tovis. There's mashma, there are told this, there are secondary, there are categories that are included in here. Now the question is, first of all, told Oseyan ki yoytze b'hen, oy lav ki yoytze b'hen. What's the halacha of told? We'll see in the Gemara about kicking or biting, those are told us. Do told us have the same halacha like the yav or not? That's the question of the Gemara. Told Oseyan ki yoytze b'hen, oy lav ki yoytze b'hen. So it's also Shalom Nachreinim Nirshayin, the famous Briskerov here. Shalom, exactly what does the Gemara mean to say on the Tzad? I love Kiyetzibim. If told the Seyim is not like the Yav, then it's not to say you're potter completely. Or else the other tzaddas maybe know, not that you'll be potter completely, but maybe you'll have different halachas. We'll see as we go along. Mora says like this now. There are two other places in the Torah where we have ovis and we have toldis. One is by Shabbos. Gabi Shabbos tenan ovis malachas aboim chosrachas. There are 39 ovis malachas. And the diag also there is ovis machlal dika toldis. And over there by Shabbos told the same kiyaitz of him. By Shabbos, if you do a tolda, it has the same halacha like the av itself. Loishino av chattis, loishino tolda chattis. Just like if you do the av v'shoigig on Shabbos, yichai v'chattis. Who are then if you do a tolda on Shabbos? The av, let's say, is planting. You take a seed and plant it in the ground. That's the av malacha. If you just water grass, you water something that's growing, that's only a tolda. But just like when you put the seed in the ground, v'shoigig yichai v'chattis, who are then if you water it, you're also chai v'chattis. Loishino av skila, loishino tolda skila. Loishino if you do an av, yichayev skila. Loishino tolda skila, if you do it the nezid basro, yichayev skila. If so, umayika ben av tolda, how come one is called an av and one is called a tolda? Like for what purpose? That they all have the exact same halachas, what do we have to call them toldas for? Smara says, nafkamina, there is a difference. Dilu ovad shte ovis padi adodi. If you do two ovis, let's say with one forgetting, let's say you baked on Shabbos, and also you wash clothing on Shabbos. So if you do two different malachas, even though it's for one shogig, you forgot today is Shabbos. Inam yerels shte toldos. You do two different toldos from two different ovis. Padi adodi together, even though it's with one forgetting. Mechayiv akol chodah v'chodah. Yechayiv a special chiyuv chatis for each av. If you do two ovis on Shabbos, yechayiv two korban chatis b'shoigig. If you do two different toldos, yechayiv still two different korban chatis. But v'ilu ovid av v'toldo d'day, but let's say somebody puts the seed in the ground, and then he goes to water it, that he did an av of zereya, and then he does the toldo of zereya, lo yechayiv elachoda, then you only chayiv one chatis. So that's the nafkamina to know what's called an av and what's called a toldo. So whatever's called an av, if you do two of them, you always chayiv two chatois. But what's called toldos, you have to know, sometimes you're not chayiv a second chiv for the toldo. If the toldo is the toldo of this av, then you only chayiv one chatos. And the Mor says though, but ule Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, te mechayiv a toldo b'mokam av, he holds no. He holds even when you first put the seed in the ground, and then you water it, you do the toldo of the same av, still yechayiv two chatois. That's what he holds. Like Rashi says, the ovad av v'tolda the day. If you do the av of planting a seed and you do the tolda of it, you water it. Mechayiv tati chatois. He holds yechayiv two chatois from Sefer Krisis. Perakam loy. Kula sayer. Rashi just Tam says kula ovas malachas the Mishkan garmin loy v'sefer Shabbos. Ovas malachas b'shabbos loy enough on the Mishkan. But I call upon according to Rabbi Lezer that yechayiv for tolda of the same av. Says so again. Amay korla yav amay korla tolda. For what purpose is it called an av and a toldo? It always has the exact same halacha. So Mishnah says true. Just hach to have the Mishkan chashiva kor liyav. The malachas that were in the Mishkan, that was chashiv a chashiv a malacha. Like we said, baking, planting, writing, the lamates malachas. That's called an av. But hach to lehevi the Mishkan chashiva. The ones that were in the Mishkan, but it's not chashiv, not a special malacha kor toldo. That's only called the toldo. A lot of different pshat from exactly my nafkamina for what purpose. Toys daz a pshat is the Gemara in Shabbos that says that when you give hasroh, when you warn him, so the hasroh has to be from the yav. You have to always speak out the yav. Like if you warn the person, don't water the plants, you have to tell him, you should know, if you water the plants, don't do it, because you're being over a tolder of the yav of Zareya. So why does the Gemara say that's nafkamina? What's called an av, what's called a tolder? So one pshat Toys says is, that's exactly what the Gemara means, Tosafot says. That hach tehevi b'mishkan, the malachas that were in the Mishkan, kor le'av. What does that mean? V'tzorach la'hasrois ha-tolda b'shmo. So when a person does the tolda, you have to warn him. Don't water the seeds now, because watering the seeds is the tolder of the yav of Zareya. That's good for what it means. That avis means you always have to warn him in the name of the yav. In other words, warning means, tell the guy don't do it. And he has to hear what it means. I'm not allowed to do it. So the obvious, everybody knows that's enough. You're not allowed to do. So if you warn a guy don't plant, he'll understand it. But sometimes it just said the told alone, it means nothing to the guy. What's wrong with watering grass? There's no malach in watering grass. That's why you have to warn him in the name of the Yav. That's Pshan in the Gemara. Hachtabe Mishkan Chashiva, the ones that were Chashiva Malachis, everybody knows that's called the Malacha. So if you warn a guy, don't write, everybody knows you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. But that's a Chashiva thing that was done in the Mishkan. So even though now he's doing a tolder of it, but you have to warn him, don't water, because watering is a tolder of planting. That's the Lashna, what's Chashiva in the Mishkan, those are called Ovis. But we're not Chashiva, not called Ovis, only told us. By Shabbos, all the toldos have the exact same halacha like the Ovis. Now, a second place in the Torah where we find Ovis and toldos is by Tumah. Tumah says, now, Gabi Tumah is Tanan. By Hilchos Tumah also we learned. Ovis HaTumas. What are the Ovis of Tumas, which is Matama Odom and Kelim, HaSheret, the Sheret itself, Yashich Vazera,